A word for you from Acts chapter 20, verse 18. And when they had come to him, he said to them, "You know from the first day that I came to Asia, in what manner I always lived among you." Yes, even Asia was to be included in the gospel. Until today, God loves the people in Asia. Though there have been, even in Paul's time, many obstacles, and till today there were many obstacles in reaching them, but God loved them. This was perhaps Middle Asia, this was Ephesus, and Paul was to speak now his last words. So count them as extremely important. Remember, this had been a place of revival, and these are words for places of revival. This is a word that is of great importance for people who enjoy revival, who've enjoyed the working of the Lord. And as you continue to read chapter 20, you'll see the warnings, the exhortation. And here Paul spoke to the elders of the church, and he said to them, "You know from the first day when I came here, in what manner I have always lived among you." You see, Paul was a living sermon. He didn't just preach, he lived. And it must have been a powerful life, for he had complete confidence when he said to the elders, "You know how I have always lived," that they would immediately grasp what he meant and that they would identify with what he had said. You see, a preacher is not just one who speaks and preaches, but one who lives. And there's a manner in which we live. You are also called by the Lord Jesus. If you are a disciple, you too are commissioned. You are not just to step aside and say, "Well, let the pastors and the ministers and the missionaries do the work." You are part of God's plan for mission work. You are part of God's outreach to the pagans, to the heathen. Remember, the heathen might be those in your own family, those around you. And God wants to use you. Yes, he wants to use you to live that life so that you can confidently say, "You know the manner in which I always lived among you." You are to live among those who perhaps do not know the Lord, or perhaps those who do. Like in this case, these were Christians. But Paul wanted them to see the testimony of the way that he lived, so that his preaching would not be made null and void. And so too with your life.